Good morning. It's October 8th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is The Adventure of Life by Maurizio Malagnini. And today's title is The Purpose of Life. Question: What is the chief end of man? Answer: The chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Westminster Short Catechism, Question 1. I was raised a Presbyterian. The Catechism is really a course of study wherein questions about life are addressed by appropriate scripture. The word catechism means a summary or exposition of doctrine and is traditionally used in catechesis, or the teaching of youth and adult converts to Christianity, by memorizing a series of questions and their answers. The form is Epicurean, based on the teaching technique of the famous Greek philosopher Epicurus in the late 4th century BC. I knew the chief end or purpose of man by the time I was 10 years old. What I didn't know until much later was how I was supposed to figure out my specific individual purpose in bringing about glory to God. Many feel that finding their specific purpose is harder than they had ever expected. Growing up, I wanted to be a weatherman like my dad in the Army Air Corps in World War II, a policeman, an astronaut, a veterinarian, and then, only by my 3rd year in college, a physician. My parents always thought I would be a lawyer, since I liked to write, and I certainly liked to talk. But as I went through medical school, I liked every subject we had and every clinical rotation we did. I finally selected the specialty which allowed me to play with the most toys in the operating room, do primary care stuff in the office, and take part in the miracle called birth. I've watched my children go through a similar stop, start, and turn process as they found their way to careers as well. So how did they select a career to fulfill their individual purpose in life, one that would help man glorify God? I think they all gravitated toward whatever they were passionate about initially. But you can be passionate about music and yet not hold a tune to save your life. My mom, for example. Sorry, Mom. You can be passionate about sports and lack the coordination to make any purposeful contact with any kind of ball ever. So eventually you settle on the passion which intersects with your God-given capabilities. My son is a gifted musician and pursued a music education in college. He's extremely coordinated, able to have laser-like focus, which certainly made him good at both multiple instruments and video games. While he was good at those, it turned out one video game had always turned him on more than the others: Flight Simulator. My son is now a commercial pilot and flight instructor. He eventually found the intersection of his capabilities and his passion. All of our kids went through similar fits and starts before becoming a cardiologist, a licensed professional counselor, and in many ways the toughest career, a full-time mom. When the crowds wanted to know what they should be doing in order to do the work of God, Jesus answered simply, "Believe in the one He has sent." John 6:29. Wowzers, that's pretty clear. Believe in the good news of Christ the Savior, and everything you do will glorify God. Couple that with the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor, and you have the prescription for your purpose in life. God's plan for you is to use the capabilities He has given you to love and benefit those around you. You use those capabilities with the most enthusiasm and to the best effect when you apply them in an area about which you are passionate. So if some path really lights your fire, really gets you excited, and your gifts make you good at it, you've found your specific purpose. Living it to the fullest, then, by definition, glorifies the God who made you and gave you your gifts. Acknowledging the source of your gifts will then allow you to spread the good news as well. See? It's not so hard after all. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We praise you with the effective use of our gifts in our areas of passion. Let others benefit from our lives, and let us not forget to give credit where credit is due. To you, Father, the giver of all good gifts. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.